It's Monday, it's Pranks and Firth, it's Ash Frith, it's Justin Panks. This...
Speech!
Thanks everyone for gathering here. What a beautiful day we've all had.
Speech!
To be here with not only the love of my life, but also my best friend.
Hang on. Right, who are these two people with you? And why have you got them there while you're talking to me?
Hold on, you were making it out like I was at a wedding.
Speech!
It's great.
No, I just do this every time someone talks to me now.
It's great to have so many people here. Sorry to the people who couldn't make it. We've got a few of those letters in.
Yeah.
Aunt Bet, who's out in Australia.
Living
it up. God, dear.
Living la vida loca.
She's living her best life. She sends this message. Sorry I couldn't be there to share your momentous day, but I'll have a few drinks for you by the pool. Thinking of you. Love, Aunt Bet. So that's nice. That's come from Aunt Bet.
And then Uncle Sammy, Aunt Bet's estranged husband, says, don't drink too much. You'll get brewer's droop. And then you'll have to, like, then you'll have, like, because what will happen is, you go to the wedding night, but if you've drinked, see, what's going to happen here is you're going to drink too much alcohol, and then on the wedding night, in the wedding bed, in the wedding suite, you're going to get a soft dick.
Soft dick. Tom Jones should have sung more about soft dicks. There's not enough songs about soft dicks, is there?
There's a few, actually.
Is there? Oh.
Yeah. But they're coded.
A vague one went through my mind and then disappeared.
Well, obviously, rock music... listen to Grandad. Rock music has a lot of euphemisms for basically the word fuck.
I think we've covered this before because I can't hear past it. Like... Yeah. Pour some sugar on me.
What are you talking about? Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC?
You're meant to be this hard rocking, like, fuck machines.
Yeah.
And you're saying stuff like, you shook me, loving an elevator, living it up when you're going down. Just say, I'm fucking.
Yeah.
I like to fuck.
And why are rockers so into fucking?
Why are they? Yeah, that's it.
Why is that the music of fucking? Because women don't like... That's a very male... You go to an AC/DC gig, I'm guessing... Hang on. I've eaten a really creamy curry that I made.
I saw it.
And it's made me all go gacky.
You're listening to Pranks and Firth.
So, if you go to a AC/DC concert, I'm going to say 75% men. I'm based on nothing. I just think that.
Yeah.
But they're all there. There's something about a sleeveless denim jacket that makes you want to bone hard talk about it.
Genuine question, right? They love fucking all night long, don't they? Like the AC/DC boys. They love doing it. Like putting their penis in and out of a vagina, mainly, I reckon.
Not all the way out, though. That's risky. You can hurt your banjo string that way.
You definitely can.
You've got to leave a third in.
Are they coming? Or can they come loads?
Because of all night long.
Yeah, like, what's his name?
Good point.
Steve Tyler, is it? From Aerosmith?
Is it one shake all night long? Or did you shake all night long many times? Multiple shakes?
With the sort of evolution of the way we interact with people, the mobile phone, are rock and roll stars still fucking all night long? Or are they fucking, then going on their phone for a bit?
Yeah, I think it's that, isn't it?
I don't know.
If you're on Class A drugs, there's two effects.
Are you saying classy, but in a sort of Charlotte Ramsey stuff?
Class A.
Class A?
Oh, no, she would say, very poosh. I'm very poosh. So, you, like, Class A drugs have two effects during the old sexuals, right?
Hmm.
More stamina, but the end is not nigh. The end is, if anything, Ash, too far away. And by end, I mean climax.
So that's why they're doing it all night long, is simply because they can't get to the end.
No, that's true.
And the, so what's the woman in or the other person in the situation doing? Are they going...
Controversial statement. Controversial statement just occurred to me. Of all the musical genres, to me, the least attractive female followers are rock chicks.
Yeah, to you, that's fine. What, you mean like leather jackets?
Yeah, leather jackets. I just think they're a bit tomboy-y. But then again, hip-hop, a girl that's really into hip-hop, I wouldn't find her attractive either.
So what's my favourite then?
It's a good question, actually, isn't it? If you had to pick the groupie, right, oh, this is a brilliant way of phrasing it. You have to pick the median, the average groupie from any band. Whose band's groupie would you want?
Great question. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, it would have been Blur for a very long time.
Because they were kind of, what... You want something a bit university, student-y?
Yeah. When I was that age, that
Gazelles.
Was... Yeah. So maybe a long, thick jumper.
I'm going to say the tweenies.
The tweenies? I was thinking you meant the people that were born... I thought that was like
I just thought fucking... I'm trying to make a nonce joke.
Yeah, you made a nonce joke, but yeah. I got a bit confused because I thought tweenies was like a bit like...
Oh, a tweener.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well done.
No, I don't know. I think I'd have to be... I'd like to say punk because I like obviously, my ultimate...
K-pop, maybe.
Oh, is that the Japanese?
Yeah,
Korean,
yeah.
Well, whatever. Come on, man. I'm trying. But I think like you're my ultimate is Debbie Harry.
That's about 1976. Isn't she a bit rock chicky though?
Punk, but you see, punk chicks, I think they're gonna just be like squat dwelling. No.
She smells, didn't she, a punk chick?
Well, she didn't.
Did she
so
not?
It's hard to say, isn't it? So you go like so it doesn't necessarily mean the genre of music I like would be the groupie I would go for.
No.
I think you get a high quality groupie at what's the Harry Styles one?
One Direction.
Something like that. All Saints? I don't know. All Saints would be Charlottes, wouldn't it?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. All Saints, and if that band with Louise Redknapp ever reformed.
Eternal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my favourite... I think I'd have to go... It wouldn't be dance music. I would not want a raver.
No, definitely not. I can't deal with you like that, love.
Yeah, no.
It's like when my wife is going out for she's going out for a night out, a big night out with her friends. I basically want to be gone for a day before it and 2 days after it. I want nothing to do with her and that situation at all.
Mm.
And that's that. That's the dance chick.
Yeah, the people that dance like dance music, I think are thick.
Gacked off their tits, just chewing on their faces.
Yeah, it's like people that listen to dance music when they're not on drugs, I don't understand.
No.
It's like you'll sometimes be like, in this morning, I'll hear someone drive past, they listen to like Darude Sandstorm at 8 in the morning.
I know someone that does it.
These people are mental.
That's his choice.
You don't need that in your life.
Although, there's also those ones that go, I'm well into my dance music, love dance music, and then they play Faithless all the time.
Yeah.
Insomnia. Yeah. That's Faithless, isn't it? They'll play that and I'll go, now this is that one song.
Yeah, well, two songs.
That must be so... if you're a dance fan, that must be the... Is it passé? Like, the thing that... It's like that one that's everyone
Does. Played out, yeah. But I think, so going back to it, emo, not emo.
No.
I don't want to sit... I don't want to like bone a chick so disappointing that she sits on the end of bed and starts carving like fucking doodles in her forearm. Do you know what I mean?
No, but that is what happens ultimately to me.
Yeah, that's what happens to you. But like you've got your wife hasn't got notches on her bedpost, got notches on her forearms.
Oh my God, that's horrific.
Well, it's not horrific. That's good every
Well,
time.
If you think what the notches might represent, it could
well,
be from,
the thing
from
is,
my point of
why
view.
Why don't... Oh my God. Emos. I know we've got emos that listen. I've just nailed it. If you're going to do the old self-harming stripes, do them down your cock. You've got a ribbed cock for her pleasure.
Lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it is.
Why don't they do that?
Oh, I don't think I could take a Stanley to me a knob.
What, why?
I think I...
To me knob? No, why can't you take a Stanley to your knob?
I don't think I could take a Stanley to any part of me, actually.
I remember... I was talking to someone the other day about how it sort of seems to have gone out of fashion again.
I hope so.
I don't know. and it was a fashion, wasn't it? Not for everyone, but it did become sort of fashionable.
There was lighter burns in the 90s. They'd heat up the spin on a lighter and then press that into their arms.
Yeah, get ribbed again. That reminds me of the little your phone's thinking thing that comes up.
Little
that
spinny looks like thing. The, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like the rotary thing. Of
it was unpleasant. Don't harm yourself, listener. If you're thinking about harming yourself, don't do it.
Go out and harm someone else.
Do like stand-up comedy, then you don't need to harm yourself.
What happened to that? What happened to indiscriminate violence? People are turning the gun on themselves.
There's other ways of harming yourself other than cutting and burning.
Listen to this.
Listen to this. Go do some stand-up comedy.
Eat a really creamy curry that makes you all blocked up and congested.
Put on a load of weight and hate yourself.
And go bald with it.
That's me.
Get so fat your hair falls out.
That's what I think's happening to me, if I told you.
I don't think your hair is falling out. I just think you're getting so fat, the gaps between the hair follicles are getting bigger.
I think that's definitely true.
But I think in 6 months you will look like the dad from the Play-Doh barbershop.
That's how I look now. I think this might be a midlife crisis. I don't know. I don't know what
how
one
old
of those,
are you?
How I'm 42.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know how it manifests itself, right?
Like this.
But I am going bald by the day, right? It's by the day. It's happening by the day.
You sent me that picture and your forehead's a lot bigger than it used to be.
It's got like I've mainly forehead now. But my issue is, I think something must be wrong, right?
Yeah, I think you've got cancer.
It's happening so fast, my thinning, that I think, it can't just be male pattern baldness.
At least something's thinning.
It can't be male pattern baldness.
You're a thin toaster, ain't you?
Because
that's earlier. Hey, Ash, good joke. Speech. We're now going to go to the thick and thin toaster because look at his guts and his fucking bald head. Ashley Friffles.
Oh, I don't understand that.
T-Fail brought out a thick and thin toaster.
Did they? What does that do?
It had like clamps, so as you pushed it down, it would clamp the toast. It was a complete gimmick. It was wider.
Oh.
Like you could get. Do you remember you could get a door? Basically, I think all toasters do that now.
Yeah. What about people who have thin bread? Who's buy? What?
What about people that buy that mummified bread that's like crisp breads?
Oh yeah. You know, I loved a crisp bread.
Was
not
that called
Ravita.
Like a Melba toast or something?
No.
Do you know the ones I mean? I know. I don't mean the actual cracker bread thing.
Oh, you mean like the? It's like deep. Was it deep fried?
No, it's like dehydrated little bits of bread.
Yeah. Oh, I have assumed they were fried, but they might be. Yeah, they might be just like they're basically off bread, aren't they?
Is
but
it for putting pate on?
Yeah, pate.
A little spread of pate.
Maybe you could dip it in your soup if you wanted to.
It's more like a. That's more like a crouton.
What's
a crudité? Is a crudité a crouton? Is it something different?
I'm not sure.
I don't know what it is.
What about those little... what about the tiny little look-like slices of bread, but they're like, I presume, deep-fried garlicky things?
Oh, yeah, Bobby's garlic breads. Remember them?
Are they tiny?
Yeah, they used to cut... We used to go to the garage.
Yeah.
We used to go to the late-night garage when we'd been on the dudes, when we was on dude patrol.
Yeah.
When the cool dudes were on dude patrol.
Right.
And we'd go get Bobby's spirals, which were like twisty crisps. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. God, Bobby's yes. Cheap Show do a hot... They're in with Bobby's. They get all
Bobby's
the Bobby's.
Bobby's are fucking amazing. And Bobby's garlic breads were like little oval mini garlic breads.
That's the ones. That's the
they
ones.
They were like big toenails. A bag full of big toenails.
And they're so delicious, but they're so oily. You'd eat some and then it'd just be... Your stomach would separate into oil and hydrochloric acid and you'd just be like...
Yeah, they're heartburn fodder.
Yeah, just pure heartburn. It's
I
like
was speaking to someone the other day, and they said they don't drink water because water gives them heartburn. And I said,
they're not well.
You've just got heartburn.
Yeah.
Because water doesn't give you anything.
What about the person I spoke to the other day? He said he doesn't drink water because it then makes him thirsty. He was like, if I haven't drunk all day and then I have a glass of water, I just need to drink. I'm so thirsty.
Dehydrated, my friend.
I said, because you're massively dehydrated. That's your body going, oh, yes, please. More of that,
more
please.
More of this. Yeah, more of that.
You fucking idiot.
My dad would say he wouldn't drink water because fish fucking it.
Why did your dad say that?
He didn't say that.
Oh, God.
But they do, don't they?
My daughter prefers... I'll say, do you want squash or water? She'll say, water. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, my kids, I never gave them carbonated drinks, and they don't drink them now.
Yeah.
They just prefer water. They drink water.
I love
But they're mad
drinks.
Into bodybuilding.
I wish I could stop carbonated drinks. That's one thing
you
I'd like
love
to quit.
Tizer, don't you?
Oh, Tizer. I haven't had it for about 15 years, but I would like some now.
Yeah, you like... You or the Soda Stream was Dracula blood. I think that was.
Oh, wow!
What?
Yes!
I think that was Tizer, wasn't it?
Dracula blood!
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. You just pressed the button deep inside my colon.
your G spot.
Yeah!
You could have a B jam and get a bottle of Dracula blood.
Wow! Isn't it weird? I'd never have thought about that ever again unless you just said that.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, mate.
We do have a Soda Stream, but we...
Oh, you're quite posh.
We've got Pepsi Max Soda Stream. It's, if you want to make yourself just a slightly more expensive, slightly less pleasant Pepsi Max, rather than just buying it.
That's the truth. It probably is more expensive, isn't it?
I haven't worked it out. It was just for the novelty, really.
But I know that people, when you went around someone's house in the 80s and they had a Soda Stream, they were so fucking smug. It was like they thought they were in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
We had
with
one.
Drinks. I know you did. You were quite posh. But you'd go round then, you'd see that bottle in the fridge. The Soda Stream
little swirly
bottle. Yeah, the swirly bottle.
They're not like that anymore. They're just a bottle.
No. And you'd go round there and you'd see the bottle and maybe on top of the cupboard I'd see a vial of Dracula blood. And I'd go, and they'd go, oh, we ain't got any gas. And I'd go, That was basically my childhood in a nutshell. No gas. I mean, where did you even get the gas from?
Sainsbury's.
Did you have to go to like the was it like in the petrol station forecourt in that little chest thing with the kindling?
Again, I know it's fuck me. I'm so tired. I know it's treaded. I know it's a well-trodden trope, but why have they got all fire stuff on the front of a Tesco petrol station forecourt?
Well, that's a good place to have it because you got very strict fire conditions.
Perfect. Good answer. Well done.
Less likely to be exposed to a naked flame there than anywhere else, mate.
Really good answer.
Yeah, you just didn't think that through, did you?
No, I didn't think it through at all. Next question for you.
Oh, I love questions.
You today watched the Norm Macdonald special.
I watched the Nothing Special, it's called, by Norm Macdonald.
How long is the special itself?
The special itself, I'm going to say, might be 45, 50 minutes.
Right. And
it's a Zoom gig, basically.
He does it just a camera holding a mic, doesn't he?
Two cameras, yeah. I did notice there was a second camera. And then at the end, it's sort of like... He just talks about his mum. You could see he just really needed to say it. And he goes, oh, you know, like when I was young, my mum would just make sure I had enough food. And I'd say, have you got any food? And she'd just eat our scraps. And she'd be in the kitchen washing up. And I'd say, shall I come wash up? And she'd be like, no, you sit and watch your football game with your dad and your brother, whatever. And then he starts going, my mum, she's just so lovely. I love it. And he starts getting choked up.
Because she was still alive, wasn't she?
Yeah, he goes, she lives next door to me here. I've got her here. Like she's next door. Like, something like that.
Yeah.
And then he just said that, and then he goes sort of like a bit of, and then he does the sort of bit of a punchline about a bit about his mum, and then it sort of like pans out, and there's like a viewing room, and he's on the big screen, and Dave Chappelle, David Letterman, Conan O'Brien, David Spade, Adam Sandler, and some woman was in there. Some woman, I don't know who she was, and they just start talking about him. It's really weird. It's really weird. Like, it's not funny. It's not funny.
No. But I can't watch
some of his bits were like hacky, like I've heard before. Like, he did the sort of joke of me and he said he's got a wife in it, which they said that he didn't.
He was with that woman for a long time. He was with that woman, wasn't he, for a long time.
I don't know, is she called Rose or something?
I can't remember.
He says some woman's name. But he goes, me and her have got a... That is such an old shit joke. The sort of, we've got the hall pass, he calls it. Where it's like,
you could
have sex with fucking someone from Busted and your wife would have sex with someone.
Debbie Moore.
And he goes, and I picked It's such a hacky thing. But then again, with him, you always know he's doing it on purpose somehow.
Yeah.
So he goes, I picked Christy Brinkley and Scarlett Johansson, and that fucking stupid bitch picked the Mexican guy who cuts the lawn and his brother. Something like that.
Yeah, so yeah, he did the reverse of the joke, where, because often that joke, you win because you say your sister or whatever, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's this old tropey hacky bit. But it's very odd seeing, and he says, obviously, it's like the beginning, it comes up with some text, and it says that he was going into for a procedure, and the night before, he said to his assistant he wanted to record this in case it went tits up. Fact. So this is the night before he died, I think. I don't know that, but sounds like it. But obviously it's not worked out. And he just, you could tell that everything he was working on, he just sort of like, he does it in one take as well. And someone rings him and he answers the phone during it. And he goes,
because why wouldn't he? It wasn't for public consumption.
I think he thought it could have been. That was the whole point. It was an insurance. It was like, well, I've got all this act that I'm working on. I might never get to do it, so I'm going to get it on something.
It makes sense that he went in and didn't come out because he was tweeting just a few days before. And he'd start gambling again, hadn't he? Like, he'd stop gambling, and then about a week before...
Why stop doing something you love when you ain't got a long left?
Well, that's the thing. He was going in for, obviously going in for this procedure, but he was gambling, and there was loads of people going, Norm, you're right, you don't need to be doing this. No, and he was, like, doing big game gambling.
Yeah. Conan, at the end, tells an anecdote where one of the times he was on Conan's show, he went into his dressing room before the show started recording to sort of make sure he was all right, and he just lost, like, 55 grand on some game.
Fucking hell.
Like 5 minutes before he went out on the show.
You know, he threw 20 grand in the sea. Have you ever heard that story? Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, I thought I lived in a movie.
Yeah.
I thought I'd throw it in there and I'd feel better.
And
but
then Adam Sandler's on about how he went around his house and he had like $20,000 worth of chips in his fridge.
Like, I love chips.
I know you do. But he, and that, so he'd like, he was a degenerate gambler, but I don't know, it was weird, it was very odd. But he says, what I was trying to make is because he hasn't worked it out, you know, he says on account of like 20 times.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he's just
he hasn't worked out the actual language of the bits. So it's very much like a notebook. It's like him, you know, like the audiobook is him reading a book.
I've not ever heard the audiobook because it's unavailable.
Mate, it's absolutely the best thing ever.
Yeah, I want it so much. I wanted it for years, but I've never been able to get it.
It's absolutely incredible.
Because it doesn't exist anymore. I don't know. And then
of course it does.
He then said he hates audiobooks. And that's, I guess, why it's now not available as an audiobook anymore.
Well, anyway, this is like him reading his notebook. That's what it's kind of like. He's not reading it, and he does that, but he's... You know, but he looks fucking rough.
Yeah, he does.
He's got like two really long grey eyebrow hairs on his right eye. And it's quite off-putting. They're hanging in front of his eye.
That was the biggest problem.
Yeah, yeah. But his skin's got that chemo look.
Yeah.
Like his skin is like perfect, but too perfect. You know, like his, because I think chemo just kills...
Well, the hair.
And
his hairless.
Cell, it like kills healthy cells as well, doesn't it? It's aggressively... If he was on chemo. But he's on something. Like, you can tell. But, yeah, I'd give it a 3 out of 10 load of shit, really. No, I'm joking. No, it was quite a moving... Is that you laughing, or was that an indicator?
That was an indicator. That's how I laugh now. Listener, I am now going to be going into transit.
Right.
So, brace for that. Justin as well, but you already knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Recording this a little bit later on in the day, aren't we?
Yeah, a little bit later on in the day. I had stuff to do today. I've been doing... I sent you some photos and videos of my floor.
Absolutely loved the floor. Loved it. Genuinely.
Did a good job, haven't I? I don't know what went wrong there. It went well. Like, nothing was a bit... You know that nothing's a nightmare.
I had to do a lock. And I reckon I did it wrong 10 times. Do you ever have that?
Well, that's normally my MO.
I was like, right, that's done. Oh, no, it's not. I've left that bit. Okay, right, now I'll do that bit. Oh, well, I've done that bit up and I need to do that bit first. And I was actually getting annoyed with myself after a while. I was to like, why can't I do this properly?
Why? And now, hang on, I've got a bone to pick with you, my man.
Oh,
we
lovely.
Then had a text exchange where you just let me shout into the ether. for too long.
No, I was driving.
But that was funny. Let me just say, were we both on the same page that I knew that that was the bit that I kept talking?
Yeah, I did.
So
you
I was
kept
trying to ramble. And you kept your little face kept coming up, like, you know, when you've read it, your little profile picture was coming up. And I was going, oh, I'm just going to keep going.
I'm going to sellotape my recording device to my steering wheel. What do you think about that?
I think a good thing to do if you wear skinny jeans is to sellotape your penis to your belly. So if you get an erection.
I mean, I've got a bit sort of about that, haven't I?
Well, that's how that paedophile approached me, wasn't it?
How that paedophile approached you?
Yeah, when I got nonced.
He
came over and said, if you wear skinny jeans, you should wear swimming trunks and pull your penis upwards so when it gets hard like it sometimes does, no one will notice. And I went, And then he went, if you put on like 4 or 5...
Ever tell anyone I told you that, I will end you.
No, he goes, if you put on... He goes, I'm a photographer. He goes, and don't tell your mum and dad, but because they won't understand, but if you put on like 5 or 6 pairs of jeans, I'll give you £1 for every pair of jeans you can put on. Like I think he wanted to unpeel me like a banana.
And you were in your 40s at that point.
No, I was about 11. And I went home and I told my mum and dad, like, oh, this weird bloke did this. And they actually took it like really seriously. And then they phoned the police. And he'd give me his number. And we gave it to the police and it turns out...
Some eels for you.
Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day.
Was that eels or semisonic eels, wasn't it?
Eels, that was Mr. E's Beautiful Blues, wasn't it?
It was.
His dad is the man that came up with the theory of the multiverse.
Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't that mad?
Isn't that weird? So, anyway, so I gave him this number and they phoned it. And then, no, they never said anything again. And then in the paper, my mate went, another couple of weeks later, my mate went, look, it turns out he had just been released. He was a nonce. He'd just been released from like Milton Keynes and been rehoused to Brandon. And fucking first day back on the street.
Yeah, of course he'd been.
All over little Jesse Peanuts like J-Lo, wouldn't I? Shaking my booty.
He hadn't been able to do it for a while. I wonder why, like maybe prison isn't the best place for him.
Maybe prison put him in Borstal.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Why not? There's two birds with one stone, isn't it?
What should
then
they?
You wouldn't have to have screws, would you?
Well, oh, bloody need screws, don't they? They're bloody bollocks, fucking something.
Yeah, I know it's unpopular and probably controversial, but I'm not a fan.
Oh, I hate them.
Do you?
I hate them.
You shouldn't hate anyone, mate. You shouldn't hate anyone.
But that's why we do this podcast, for our joint hatred of pedos.
Screws. Oh, the pedos. Right. Okay.
I don't care what you think. Norm's got a bit like that, hasn't he? Where he goes, I know your opinions. I don't necessarily agree. I don't like pedos.
Yeah.
His bit isn't about pedos, but I can't think what it is. Hitler, isn't it?
I think it's the Nazis, yeah.
He's like, I've been looking into it. I've been looking into it.
I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about Korea. That's how it starts, isn't it?
The country
that worries me is Germany. Because I don't know if you guys are history buffs.
They've dressed up 2 world wars.
And Germany started a war in 1914. And as its opponent, it picked the world.
What's next? Mars?
Oh, he's so good.
He's the best.
I remember him like that.
Is there a chance that he's going to come back? Is there a chance we're getting Norm back?
I've lost you, mate.
Driving
through a bad area.
Just keep going.
I can't hear you.
Regarding the not... If it cuts out, just keep going, and I'll call you back if I have
to. Okay, I'll keep going.
And I'll just edit it, because the recording's still sound.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, is there a chance that it's a prank? Like, all these celebrities where they go, he's not really dead. Elvis is not really dead. Like, to what end? Why is Elvis doing that? Is it for the next big album? Or, like... Charlie Kaufman, is it because he's got a big special plan that he's been 35 years in the making? Charlie Kaufman, is that the guy who did Fraser?
I don't know. That was shit. Did you like that?
No, I like Cheers.
Yeah, Cheers was right, but Frasier was fucking shit.
I have to admit, I never watched Frasier. I don't.
Sometimes
know.
When I go to the gym, and every time I go, because I go to the gym between 9 and 10 normally, that's always on one of the tellies.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode.
So they must show it on like weekday mornings on like Channel 4 or something, or E4. It's fucking shit.
They're all English, aren't they? Really?
No. Wasn't only the Daphne is.
I think the bloke was as well, secret.
But Niles.
Yeah, I think No, the dad. I think the dad was secretly English.
No, he's not. He's a fucking retired NYPD policeman. Have you never seen it?
I have never seen it, but I think. Is he actually
that's a character? No, that was the bit there. So he's Sideshow Bob, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to the Simpsons?
It was bad.
Our hot take.
Yeah. What happened to that? That was funny, wasn't it?
It really was funny. But then I just stopped watching.
What's the best sitcom ever? It's got to be that, isn't it?
Oh.
I'm going to call it a sitcom.
I mean, for laughs per... Yeah. It's probably up there, isn't it?
And didn't it have like 5 or 6 genuinely great seasons, which is unheard of?
What's the... My favourite sitcom? Jesus, that is tough.
Don't say Fools and Horses.
Yeah, Fools... I love it. Del Boy, Rodders. When they let that...
Normie.
When they fall through the bar. I tell you what. I'll be honest, I didn't really like Only Fools and Horses, but when he fell through the bar, I do remember laughing uncontrollably.
Not as much as when they opened, they cut loose the wrong chandelier.
No, for me, genuinely,
yeah.
I remember laughing. I cannot tell a lie. I remember him falling through the bar and laughing hysterically.
Do you remember the bit we led up to it, where he tells Trigger that they're in a wine bar? Full of yuppies. That was a very 80s like, yuppies.
Play it cool.
Play it cool, Trig. And he goes, not Trig. What's the thick one called?
Yeah, Trigger.
Triggy. Oh, I was thinking of Boise. He goes, go up to him. He goes, what do I talk about, though? He goes, go up to him. He goes, go up to him. Talk about money. And he goes over and he goes, I saw one of them new £5 notes the other day. Yeah. That's quite fun.
Good line.
It was funny. But the stupid kids we've talked about before, my theory of every sitcom hinges on the stupid character. He's ridiculously stupid. You had that blonde one who's dead from The Vicar of Dibley.
Yeah.
Trigger. Joey from Friends. It's basically Joey from Friends, isn't it? Baldrick. You got the really super thick person in every sitcom.
The trouble is when it's done badly, it's so lazy.
Even in that Not Going Out, there was that sort of heavier woman with the black hair, Tim Vines.
So I would say I probably laughed the first few series of Not Going Out. I probably laughed the most at that of most sitcoms I've ever watched. Like Lee Mack.
You liked Game On, didn't you?
I loved Game On. I loved.
Did you ever watch Horrible? The Johnny. What's he called? What's his name?
Johnny Vegas.
No, there's Cokehead one.
Johnny Coke.
Big Breakfast.
Johnny Vaughan
one. Did you ever watch that?
No.
He did a sitcom with Ricky Grover in it called Horrible. That was funny.
Wow, I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it was only did one season, but that was funny. I remember there's one bit that made me laugh. He's like a little sort of low level, sort of like a chav really. The Johnny Vaughan's the main character. And his mum, he gets arrested, or the police are investigating him. His mum starts shagging this sort of like policeman, and he's like Scottish, and he wakes up, and Johnny Vaughan wakes up stealing over his mum, and he gets up, and the policeman's coming out of the toilet. He's just spent the night there, and he was like, "I wouldn't go in." He's from Glasgow, and he goes, "I wouldn't go in there if I was you, son. Tandoori mixed grill for two persons."
Oh dear!
It always made me laugh, just because they always do put for two persons.
Yeah, it's funny, a funny line. Again.
Tandoori mixed grill.
Yeah, I think Game On, it was a comedy, but I mean it was quite hard hitting in terms of the fact that he was mentally unwell, that guy.
What happened to that woman? She was everywhere, weren't she?
Samantha Janus.
Yeah, what happened to her? Samantha Janus Bremer?
I wonder. I don't know.
That might be
She really, after a while, lent into the lad culture thing, didn't she? Yeah, like, there was a lot of resistance. Like, she was acting, and then something happened where she went, OK, I will take my top off in her rugby changing rooms.
Did she do that?
I think so, yeah. If my memory serves, she did sort of a semi-naked pose. But it was after a long time of, I would say, trying to resist that.
I don't mean if I give you wee. I mean like a high pitched singing.
I've never watched it.
What? Oh, you got to watch that. I don't want to be that guy, but you have.
Yeah, probably should. What else did I really laugh at? Oh, I liked the concept of Pete versus Life. Did you ever watch that with Rafe Spall?
Did he have a commentator?
Yes, he had a commentator in his life.
Never watched it, but I saw. I've never watched Peep Show.
No, nor have I really. I bought, you know what? Because I never watched it, and everyone was saying how brilliant it was, I bought the box set on DVD about a month before I gave up on any kind of watching of DVDs and just got rid of my DVDs. So I did have them all. But I've watched like a few episodes of the first series, but I never really got through it.
Spaced?
I've never seen Spaced.
That was quite good, but I think it's got to be season one. The Office is the best ever, I think. Such a boring answer, but it's, you go back and I know he's just released a special and I've just got no interest in watching it.
No,
go back and watch the first season of The Office, you're like, oh, this is objectively fucking brilliantly funny. It is so good.
I think, again, it's that thing of realising that a lot of that stuff that they invented, the shaky camera, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Actually, do you remember that one about the police? What was that called?
Operation Good Guys.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
That was like a mockumentary. Tap was a mockumentary, wasn't it?
I never watched that.
You never watched Spinal Tap?
I've never watched Spinal Tap, no. And I've never watched Operation Good Guys.
Spinal Tap.
I've got so much I need to watch, genuinely.
You have, and you're wasting your time playing your little fucking Mario snares, ain't you? Instead of watching Spinal Tap.
You like Mario, though, didn't you?
Used to like it. I haven't got a console now. I might get one. Now the 5-year-old's going to be 6 soon. Just get to that age, I probably might get a Wii and hack it or something.
Well, I went to Comic-Con this weekend, famously, because I performed with Ashens, the catalogue thing that we do. And they were selling there those little mini NES that you can buy.
Yeah.
With 21 games. They've been hacked now with like 300 games on them.
Yeah. Have they got Link to the Past on?
I would imagine so.
That's what you need. You need Mario Kart, Link to the Past, Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition, I'd say.
Well, these would be NES games, not SNES games. If you want the SNES games, get the SNES.
I thought you said SNES. Sorry.
I might have done.
Okay, well, I don't know. NES games, Mario World Classic 2 and 3.
Duck Hunt.
3 was 3 the one with a raccoon suit?
Yeah.
2 was the best one.
I'd like to complete them all. I'd like to play them all and complete them all.
Oh, I have done. I did.
I'm not doubting you have.
Yeah, I was very, very dexterous with my thumbs.
I've not done anything really.
I masturbate, I run my thumb along my bell end like a ski slope.
I don't want to imagine it, but I can't. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine like the symbol for money where you sort of go, what's the bunts, as David Brent would say, and you sort of rub your
thumb. Oh, yeah.
I do it like that.
Whilst pumping?
No, just sort of like, I don't even pump, I just sort of, my thumb just ejects out and backwards, and like I'm rubbing like as if you had a stain on your jeans and you was trying to rub it out with your thumb. I'll rub it out of my thumb, I'll thumb one out.
I don't think that'd work, would it?
Well, I can tell you it works. I've got no skin on my bell end.
You've worn it through.
Worn it right through.
On the back, on the side, looking at you, on the side, the other side.
As you look down on.
Oh, really?
It's like a sunburnt porpoise. Like a fucking dolphin's come up with his blowhole.
And you've made it all calloused and hard now because of all the rubbing.
It's like when I pulled my foreskin back, it's like a Klingon's forehead. That's what it's like. My bell end's got abs. Everyone wants the old washboard.
It's like an old tortoise.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I haven't done that for a long, long time.
All right, well, well done. Well done, listener. Keep a little note.
Keep a journal.
Dear diary.
Do you keep a diary, don't you?
I did, I don't anymore. But
what, have you ever read it?
Yeah, I remember it. You know I have, because I opened it up and there was a little story about Jesse P the first time we met.
How much of your diary is about eating?
Well, you'd think it'd be the major part of my day. Is that what you're getting at? It's about the breaks in between eating. If I was keeping a diary, a food diary, then it'd all be about eating, wouldn't it? But
what about dairy diary? Dairy and diary are too similar.
If you run a dairy, you'd have to have one.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? But a dairy diary is...
Think of the mistakes they must accidentally make.
And people say dear diary.
Dear diary.
Is that where Dear Deirdre comes from? Her name's not Deirdre. She's just said that because it's got the word dear in it. Blowing this whole thing wide open.
The same guy that I was telling you about earlier, and I can't remember what I was saying about him, he also believes that those stories are real.
Oh, they are, 100%. I've put mine in.
I used to work with a lady who, during her lunch break, we were at Canary Wharf, she would go out on her lunch break and do the photo shoots of the women in their underwear for those stories.
Right.
She would just go...
Sex photo casebook, whatever it was.
Yeah, and so she'd just go out, pop off her clothes, all bra and knickers, do a few, and then 200 quid or whatever.
Did you ever ask to be in one?
No.
That'd be great.
Can I be in a photo shoot where I'm just sitting there in my pants?
Yeah, you're sitting at the end of the bed with your head in your hand.
Yeah.
And she's not up behind you with her hands on your shoulder, looking over your shoulder, and says, "Don't worry, Ash, this probably happens to lots of blokes. You're stressed out."
I think that is true. I am stressed out. If any of the listeners want to stand behind me, put their hands on my shoulders and say, "Don't worry, this happens to a lot of people, you're probably stressed out," that would help.
And then there's a think bubble going, "Oh, little does she know, I just got sucked off in the glory hole." Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
We should start writing them.
Can I? Yeah, we should act them out.
No, Ash, I don't want to do the glory hole scene.
You're
always trying to trick me into the glory hole thing. I want to be able to see your eyes.
That's high risk reward, isn't it? The old glory hole.
I'll tell you about my glory hole fantasy.
Oh, yes, please.
So I'm in the toilet, having a sit down toilet time.
Yeah, cock comes through.
I hear a little commotion. I look and there's a dongle sticking through the wall.
Hell yeah.
And I think, I don't like this dongle. And I happen to have a knitting needle in my pocket.
Oh!
Hang on. I just shove it through the dongle.
No!
So it's exactly halfway through and he can't pull out. No! He's trapped. I've trapped myself a dongle. Right?
And then I go around. This is the worst thing you've ever said.
I kick the cubicle door open and I beat him to death while he's dongleified.
Oh my god, imagine just getting your dick stuck in a... Oh my god. There's no way out.
You can't get out, that's exactly halfway through. Like, so there's like 4 inches either side of the dongle and it's like he's trying to pull it. And it's just like going clunk, clunk, clunk.
Oh, exactly halfway through 4 inches either side. Yeah.
The knitting needle, not the dongle. I'm saying the knitting needle's the 4 inches of the knitting needle either side. if there's 4 inches on one side of my penis, that's in my body. That's like that is the bottom of the iceberg, mate. Not
there's
the
like
tip.
5 inches of my dick this side, 5 inches the other side.
I've got a 10 inch dick, but 6 inches are inside, like an iceberg.
That's where I keep it, yeah. That's it. The most dangerous part of my dick is actually under the surface.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I said, it's like a cat's claw, isn't it? Retractable. I can't get it to come out again.
Like I said before, I think, what if I've been holding my dick in all this time like I've been holding my gut in? One day I just breathe out.
Do you hold your gut in?
Oh, constant. I've been tense.
It doesn't look like you're holding it.
Imagine.
That's what middle age spread is. You run out of like that. You run out of the energy and wherewithal to breathe in and just go, fuck it.
Imagine when I relax, my dick just flops out massively.
When you breathe out, does your tits touch your gut? Like, sit on it?
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda!
God.
I'm really massively fat at the minute.
No, you're not. You look thin. I saw you the other day.
I've definitely got AIDS then. I'm lost eating and I'm just not looking after myself.
I'm not looking after myself. That's the problem. I need looking after. That's what my wife's
kids can't look after themselves. My wife's have babysitters.
Wife's too preoccupied with, you know, bringing up the family. I need her to just occasionally put her hands on my shoulder and say it's fine. It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
That's why.
That'd be a good Deirdre's casebook. You've got to explain why you've got a big fucking wound through your dongle.
Because I put it.
It's not what you think.
I'd make a feature of it. I'd have a ring through it and say, oh, I wanted it pierced. And she'd go, I'm really disappointed that we didn't speak about this before you had it. Because there's the only way you're covering up a pierced dick is to pretend it was for a thing.
The pierced dick guy, he's a unique guy, isn't he? He's a very particular kind of guy.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to tell you a story from a man who is a reputable source, a friend of mine, who I have never known to lie.
Right? This is true, then.
So I would say, as far as I can tell it's a true story, it's a true story. Because this man, I would never imagine has lied to me. He went out on a stag do, right? And there were some Scottish blokes on a stag do that may have been army boys, I believe. They were also on another stag do.
Army boys, is that what you're going to call them?
Army boys or rugby boys. Squaddies. Very similar. Yeah, squaddos. And, one of them, in a kilt, kept showing off his dick, and it was pierced, the Prince Albert piercing, right? They were in a club, and the drunk guy, he got up on two stools, one on each foot, and then he attached a third stool to his dick via the piercing. He then swung the chair back and forth between his legs, attached to his penis, and on like the second or third swing, it just tore a chunk off his cock out.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it, but just what a horrific story. A little chunk of bell end just pulls off onto the floor. Like,
so now they would pull through, so now his penis would be like a snake's tongue.
Why did he do that, though?
I don't know. Why do people do any of that shit?
I don't know.
I remember my ex went to Italy and she met her at the airport. She came back and stuck her tongue in her mouth. She had that pierced. I didn't like that.
She'd what? Gone to Italy and got her tongue pierced?
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. Me. I find that odd.
Yeah. She went, I couldn't eat anything for 3 days. she sounds shit.
But I didn't know her to have one of those. I met her. She did.
You're sorry?
I met her and I didn't realise she had her tongue pierced.
Oh, no, she took it out. But she had it pierced for about a year. I remember I say to people, they go, oh, yeah, like this little Norfolk bloke, when they ring, that's fucking awesome for a BJ, innit? I was like, I don't. What? Shut up. Talk to me about that. What's it got to do with you?
What is the point of it?
I think it's that. But I mean, that's from Pulp Fiction, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
When he goes, oh, that fucking one out there, all the shit in the face, he goes, no, that's my wife. But then he goes, before he goes in, Mikasa Tsukasa, this one's a madman, he goes, excuse me, why would you get your tongue pierced? She goes, exhalation. And it's like, if anything doesn't need aiding, it's that. That's fine, that's nice.
I think it'd just be a bit catchy. I mean? Wouldn't it be catchy?
It's a bit like putting a cherry on a fucking Krispy Kreme. Don't like something that doesn't need a cherry on it. It's already fine, nice enough. Do you know what I mean?
There's just a real chance it's getting caught in something it doesn't need to get caught in. Why risk it?
But what I'm saying is, who's ever had their dick sucked? You thought, I wonder how I can make this better.
Yeah,
it's
I
already
do think,
good, isn't it?
I like to do it.
I know what would aid this. Knitting needle through the dongle.
People do. What about those people that get castrated? They only do that once.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah. So, I remember there was that extremely gay act that told me that he used to freeze turds and then shove them up his arse so they'd fall around.
Yeah.
And shit him on people.
Yeah, but that can't be true. I've heard that, but that can't be true.
Well, he said he did it. And I said,
what's it called? Space docking or something.
I don't know what it was called.
Why would
I thought,
you?
What if you've got a little?
Just doing normal shit.
A bit of rush, isn't it? No, it wasn't that. He told me that, and I was like, oh, I don't even know why you do that. And then he goes, I went to an BDSM convention thing, and we all
convention.
He goes, Curvecon, and he goes, and we was in a big circle. He goes, and I had chained together with books through our flesh, like actually through their tits. And he goes, and there was a guy in the middle playing the bongos, and then as people swayed to the music, he bonked, and it released endorphins, and it was like, we did it for like 2 hours.
Not for me, Des.
I went, John. I said, why would you do that? And he went, oh, it's a rush. And I sat like a can of Heineken, and I went, what's wrong with this? Just do this, drink this.
Have some booze, have a wank.
Just some booze.
Just spunk up. Like I always say, you know, maybe they spunk up harder. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's the opposite.
It is good to spunk up, but I don't think it's about spunking up.
I think they find spunking up too mundane, and it's like, this is something else.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
As some of these people have started the humiliation of all these sort of things, aren't they?
That's what I'm saying. Back to the start of the gig. Right back to the start of the podcast. Like, if you're into harming yourself or humiliating yourself, just go and do stand-up a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to be.
Just do
that, and then you'll feel everything you need to know.
Well, I'll tell you this, Ash. There's no more a cruel mistress than an audience.
That's true. You done a few gigs this weekend.
I did a gig on Thursday.
Yeah, where was that?
That was in Spalding. That's not a nice place.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it was very, very rowdy. They actually listened to me. It was a very local bar where everyone knew each other.
Oh, one of them.
Yeah, and then Friday I did a gig in Yarmouth, and then I did that fucking speakeasy one again Saturday afternoon, the Friday night afterwards. The one where I couldn't get I couldn't get their gender right, that one.
Oh my god, and then you went there. And you just
but
got their
the
gender wrong again,
there.
Which is hilarious.
The non-gender specific person's friend was there, and I said hello to her, and she fucking hates me. Like, as if I'm a bad guy for doing that. Like, on purpose. Like, what? One thing to hate someone for.
Did you do all new material because they were there, though?
Didn't do any material. I told a street joke. Something I said I'd never do.
Yeah.
And I told a joke. A street joke.
How did that feel when you did it?
It got a huge, huge laugh.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like spunking up with someone else's dongle, isn't it?
Yeah. I would never do it.
But I said, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to tell you a joke, because I had to do half hour, and I just did half hour crowd. And I looked at my watch, and I was on 28 minutes. And I thought, I want to keep getting this gig, because it's cash.
Yeah, so don't do any material, and...
And it's, but I go on stage at 11, so if I'm anywhere in the region, I can go back and do that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's like... Money, isn't it? Money. So, and the owner came in, and I was like, and the bloke what MCs it, he's like a Rat Pack, he's singing, wears a sort of tuxedo. You know, he has, you know, like at the beginning of the night, he's got like the sort of collar undone and the tie hanging down.
Yeah, it's like, why are you already this dishevelled? The night hasn't started yet.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you get ready with like, you undo your collar and you have your bow tie hanging down.
And you hold a bottle of open bottle of champagne.
I was about to say a glass of apple juice with ice in it. I'm trying to like deep. And anyway, so the owner, I thought, I'm going to actually tell a joke. And I had to think, I don't tell jokes. I thought of a joke.
Oh, then, I see what you're saying. I thought one had come to you and you said, well, I'm just going to say it. So you specifically went, I need to think of a joke to tell.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell a joke. Because the bloke on before me was a musician, and he was just doing all covers. He was doing like...
Well, so are you, by the sounds of it, mate.
Well, no, that's exactly it, Ash. But he did a Tenacious D song.
Oh.
He did that fucking... We talked about it the other day, that fucking Gently one. And then...
That seems like an odd choice.
Yeah, and then he says like that Rocky Horror Picture Show, Touch Me.
Do you think that he was hoping that no one would have heard that and they'd have thought it was his song?
I think that everyone did think that it was his song, judging by the... Anyway, so the owner's there, I said, I'm going to tell a joke. And in, I'm quite impressed, it's amazing. In 4 seconds, I'd selected a joke, run through him head quick enough to know that I sort of knew how it went, then started telling it, and then had to fill in the gaps. You know, like a computer games when they're sort of... You know, in the PlayStation 1, you'd be walking along and the background would sort of just appear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it wasn't fluid, just like the trees that come over the horizon.
Yeah. I do that with every anecdote I've ever told.
Yeah, so I was doing that in my mind. And I told the joke. And the... This is sort of like the beginning of the punchline got a big laugh. And then the actual punchline, it fucking took the roof off me. But it was absolutely hollow.
What's the joke? Come on, what's the joke?
It's a really old joke. It's the kids at school was told he's asked for a homework to go back and read. Fucking hell, I told him better than this. So the kids at school and the teacher says, do you know the difference between theoretically and realistically, yeah? You heard it?
No.
So he goes home and says to his dad, what's the difference between theoretically and realistically? And his dad goes, go ask your mum if you sleep with the next door neighbour for £1 million. So he goes, mum, would you sleep with her? She goes, yeah, of course I would. He goes back. And now go ask your sister, she'd sleep with your neighbour on the other side for £1 million. So he goes to his sister, would you sleep with her? Yeah. He goes back. He goes, now what did they say? And the kid goes, they said they'd do it. And he goes, now, theoretically, we are sitting on £2 million. But realistically, we live with a couple of slags. That's the joke.
I'm disappointed in myself that I just laughed at that joke. I've never heard that joke.
It's not a bad joke. You are?
We live with a couple of slags.
Yeah, that was my take on it. At the end of the day, you can't help but be Jussie P, can you?
You've Jussie P'd it right up.
So I said, theoretically, we're sitting on £2 million, everyone laughed like that was the end of it. And I thought, oh, this is money for old road. Why don't I just do this? Go on the cruises.
Well, you could have done those Warners gigs, but without the same slags.
Yeah, I could have just said, yeah. Slags, is that a swear word?
No, but it's better than the word I imagine it originally was.
I can't remember, I don't know. But anyway, I told it, and it just got a bit, and I went, thank you very much. And it was like, oh, everyone was like, thought it was amazing.
That's what you ended on.
Yeah, yeah. But I did do 28 minutes of just completely improvised. I didn't even try and do a bit of material.
Lovely.
Well, and yeah, I didn't misgender anyone.
Well, I had the opposite on Friday, where I wanted to do no material, but couldn't get a tune out of the audience in that respect. So I was trying to talk to them, just couldn't get anything. And I knew, so some of the front row I knew from previous gigs that I'd done there like 2 years ago, maybe more. So I thought, right, well, I'm not going to speak to them. And I said to this one guy, what's your name? And he said, Philo Castro. But he didn't mean Philo Castro, he meant properly Fido Castro, right?
Fidel,
I call him.
Fido Dido.
And I said, did you just say Philo Castro? And he said, yeah. And I said, the pastry dictator.
Yeah.
And that got a big laugh. And then I thought, right, that's it. I'm gone. We're in. I can go now. I can talk. But no, that was the end of that. And then someone then said, I said, like, I'm Ash. And someone went, Ashtray. And then so I had to do about 2 minutes on going, well, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard, mate. Ashtray, how the hell did you come up with that? I bet you're the funny one. Like, you know, just doing that thing for about 2 minutes, basically. Going, oh, sarcastic. My God, what a legend you are. Yeah, sarcastic. But it was very difficult. So I had to do material. I had to do basically all material MCing, which is unlike me. But it was just, I didn't know what to say to them. I just, they wouldn't talk. What do you do? Not a lot. What did you do? Not a lot. You retired? Yeah.
Yeah, I was speaking to some retired people on Friday. Then on Saturday, I was in Bristol.
Nice.
Too far,
it is too far. I was in Bath last weekend. And
they were looking for someone on Saturday, but I was trying to double up, but I couldn't.
Wait, but oh yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked you where you were.
I was in Bath, that's for sure. I was at Comic-Con. The world famous Comic-Con.
So, talk me through the catalogue game.
So, we go on stage. Well, first of all, as we approach the main stage at Comic-Con, there was a queue. A massive, long queue that snaked. You know, like a snaking queue? And I said, that's not for us, is it? And then a member of the Comic-Con staff went, yeah. And then I felt something go inside me that was, what, you're going to do? Look through a catalogue and all of these people are coming to watch. So we went on stage.
The catalogue page on the big screen or something?
On the big screen, yeah. So it was rammed. I don't know, a couple hundred people, let's say. And I said, right, just out of interest, how many people here watch our catalogue stream on Twitch? And I reckon a third of the people said yes. And I said, what are the rest of you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, what do you think's going to happen here? We're literally going for a catalogue. We ended up doing 3 pages of an old Argos catalogue over the course of an hour. We spoke quite a lot about Ewan McGregor's dick. And it was great. Went really well. A lot of fun. I think it's got real potential. I think we're going to take it on tour. I think it's going to be the making of me.
Well, hang on a minute. I thought the making of you, you told me, was that fucking film thing I did.
Oh, yeah, that's the making of me as well, yeah.
Yeah, well, you talked me into that by saying I need you to do it justice. It's going to be the making of me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I do think that. That's true. That's gone well. Thank you to everyone who's watched that. I'd watch that. Go and subscribe to that, if not. That's
I'll
gone
tell
to...
you what, Ash. I'll tell you what, mate. Why don't you actually have a conversation with the person who brought the fire and thank the listeners instead?
Isn't that... What?
You thanking the people for listening, you didn't thank me!
No, I thanked you privately though, didn't I? You don't
I made the
public...
magic happen.
Do you need public thanks?
Yes!
Thanks, Justin, for coming on I'd Watch That. If you haven't watched it, go over and watch it. Have you watched it?
No. Hey, you're talking to me? No,
yeah.
I can't watch myself.
No, it's very difficult,
isn't
it?
The only thing I can watch myself doing is that thumb thing.
It's pony. Yeah. But if you can't watch yourself, listener, like Justin, why don't you go and listen to the audio version anywhere you get your podcast? It's up there now. You can listen to Justin talking about some made-up films. I think.
Have you had any feedbacks?
Yeah, I've had some. People tended to like it. I've had some feedback that I thought didn't make any sense.
Go on then.
Ask other questions about things other than films.
They said ask other questions about things other than films.
Why don't you talk to him about stuff that isn't films?
That's okay.
And I thought...
This is...
Yeah, I thought, no, that's the whole premise of it. But there are things, it will change, it will adapt. I'll talk to you about that off-air, I think. The listener doesn't need to hear about all that, but I...
All right, mate.
I am
on and off-air. I'm fucking on and off-air Harry over here.
I very much enjoyed it. I think it's got real potential. I think it's a very funny idea, and I'm very pleased with how you were and how it went. My genuine concern
seriously.
Is, what if other...
Go on.
Yeah. What happens if they're not as... If they're not as good as you?
No, that's to say, there will be. You can't get, like, people... I'm not even a film dude.
No, nor am I. That's the problem. I'm hosting it. I don't know anything about film.
Yeah, I don't know. But you need to get, like, someone big...
Oh, yeah. How do you do that?
I'll sort out for
me. I don't like talking to people. Funnily enough, you said something while you were on it that has rung true. Like, you said, oh, that's a movie, that's not a film, you said about something. Do you remember saying that?
Yeah, no.
And you said, oh, I think that is a movie rather than a film. Or vice versa, I think that is a film, not a movie.
Yeah.
And then I was watching an interview with an actor... called Oh, I was watching something with Seth MacFarlane, the guy who invented Family Guy.
Yeah.
And he said that one of the questions, one of those where they fill in the questions, you know, like Google, that's been Googled. And it was like, how many films has Seth MacFarlane been in or directed? And he said, well, I've directed 3 movies. And then he named them. He said, I think they're movies, I don't think they're films. And I thought, I wonder if that's the same reasoning behind what you said.
I think I said that high school one was a film, not a movie.
Yeah, maybe you did.
Because I would say Ingmar Bergman made films.
He don't make movies.
No. Movies to me is just
blockbusters.
Yeah, disposable. But that's funny, just thought that obviously it's a moving picture, isn't it? That's become called a movie.
And film is a filmic premise.
Yeah, well, it's on film.
The
role of film.
I got it wrong.
So if a movie is called a movie, shouldn't a book be called a stilly?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, or tourney.
A tourney. Sounds like one of your masturbation things.
Reedy. Reedy sounds like a football.
Oh my god, I've just got myself a huge gig. I've been one of those Reedies.
Peter Reed. Got a fucking monkey's head.
Well, it's nothing. No. Thanks for being there, listener. If you want more from the Practical Firth podcast, what can they do, Justin?
What did you say?
If they want more, what can they do?
If they want more, I would say cosmic ordering. Just write it down and put it somewhere.
And then think about it? Does it still think about it, or does it just happen?
I don't have to think about it. I think the bit of paper thinks about it for you, doesn't it?
Okay. How long should they leave that for before they act? Put some actions in to make sure something happens.
Well, you can't put a time scale on immortality.
Ah, right.
That's what everyone wants, really, ultimately, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I guess.
No, I would say go to Patreon and donate and pledge $1 a month, which is less than 25p a week, and you get this, but double this.
And I should say, I think we. Toby, old Tobes. As pledged, I think Toby is going to be a guest on the podcast, I believe. So we've got new patrons. Toby Ball is going to, I think, be a guest on the show. Toby, I've not messaged you on there, but I will, and we'll arrange to get you on. Dave Cooper is going to be a guest on the show.
We love him. He's seen me do stand-up comedy, I think.
And me. He saw me destroy a room by saying the word cunt.
It's about you. It's one about you.
I said...
This one out, bro.
I said cunt, and the room went eggy. Jasmine Reeve has upped their pledge to $5 a month, so they now get the video as well. Because there's a monthly video, mind you. Don't think there is.
I don't mind.
Don't worry about it. There's a video as well. We are a bit behind, but we will. We're going to do that, and we will do videos. We're not giving up on them. There's a commitment, listener. I think we're 2 behind, but we will. We're going to catch up, and then there'll be all the videos. There's loads on there, but there's going to be more. Thank you, listener, for being there. That was succinct at the end, wasn't it? Really got through that. We're really good at promoting ourselves, building our audience. Fucking hell. What do we have to do to get like 100,000 listeners?
Have guests. We need to get guests on.
Okay.
Like,
Toby Ball.
Jordan Peterson. Someone like that.
What is he? What's his views? Who's he?
Bloody clean your bloody room.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know what his views are. Lobster. Things out about lobsters, and he talks about lobsters.
I think I'm thinking of someone else.
He's got a hierarchy of lobster patriarchies,
hasn't
he?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Turns out he was whacked out on pills.
don't know who he is.
His daughter eats beef.
That's true. I don't know who he is. His daughter eats beef.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She just eats only beef. She's a carnivore diet. She had like an autoimmune thing, and then the doctors couldn't solve it. So she only eats beef, and she's got better. And she goes around telling people to eat beef.
That can't be. Sure. What? Is that?
Yeah. Okay. And then he disappeared, and it turns out he was like addicted to opiates or something.
Fair play to him.
He's clean this bloody room.
I'll look him up. Does he seem like a nice guy?
I don't think he's not nice. He cries all the time.
Oh, right, okay.
Always fucking crying. I'm a big fucking weenie, he is.
Thanks for listening, listener. We'll speak to you again on Thursday if you're a patron. If not, we'll be back next week.
Vagina? Vagina?
Yes, please.
New one? There's my new sign-off.
Okay, I like it.
Give me an accent to do it, say it in.
Welsh.
Vagina! No, hang on. Vagina. 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 I don't know. No, I meant like a foreign accent.
Oh, okay.
Welsh is too racist.
Italian.
How do they speak? Your vagina. He's a vagina. You're vavaculi. Vagans. Vajamjan, Vajamjar.
Okay,
Vajamjar.
Greek.
Oh, that's the same as Italian. Is it that bloody Greek and vagina? I don't know. You say vagina.
Vagina.
I say Virginia. Go on, you say vagina.
Vagina.
In Ivory Coast.
Vagina. I studied in the UK. Vagina.
It's a nice word, actually.
You say vagina, I say vagina, vagina. Oh, I thought you were going to join in.
You can't call them it now, but straight people used to be, it's been outlawed, they used to call them vagina. That's what you used to call straights. But you can't, it's been outlawed.
Cheers, listener.
Are you a vagina man?
Or are you
needle through the dongle type of guy?
I'm a vagina man.
Yeah, I'm a vagina man too.
See you later, listener.
Oh, I can't.